This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kol goyim savavuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam, savuni gam savavuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam, savuni chedvayrim, doyachu keish kaitzi b'shem Hashem ki amilam. Dacha dechisani limpo v'Hashem azarani. This is all one section. All the nations surround me, in the name of Hashem I cut them down. They encircle me. They also surround me. In the name of Hashem I cut them down. They encircle me like bees, but they're extinguished as a fire does thorns. In the name of Hashem I cut them down. You pushed me harder than I might fall, but Hashem assisted me. The Radak says this is referring to two incidents in David HaMelech's life. The first is when David HaMelech seeks refuge in the court of King Achish, who was immediately surrounded by hostile enemies. He feigns insanity. Hashem implants this idea in his mind, and eventually he's driven away and he's saved. Second one is the Amalekim attack Tziklag. They burn it to the ground. They carry off the wives and the family of David HaMelech. David HaMelech asks for the sake of Hashem. Evyasa, the Kohen Gadol, seeks guidance to the Urim V'Tumim. They light up, give him the message. And if he pursues the enemy, he'll overtake them and rescue the captives. Sabuni gam savavuni. They encircle me, they surround me. The Medrash and Rashi say this is talking. This pasuk and the previous one is talking about the Melchemes Gog Magog, the war before the coming of Mashiach. The enemy will surround us three times. Gog and Magog will attack Eretz Yisrael three times, ascend three times to Yerushalayim, just like Sancheiriv ascended three times to Eretz Yisrael, Nebuchadnezzar ascended three times to Yerushalayim. They encircle us like me, like bees. Maram Arama says that a bee only stings once in its lifetime, and for that one sting, it pays with its life. Because it leaves the sting inside the victim, it remains mortally wounded itself. David HaMelech's enemies are so consumed with hatred, they fought him even though they knew they would surely forfeit their lives in the conflict. Unfortunately, in our days, we have a similar thing. A suicide bomber. Lo aleinu. Sabuni kedvarim derech hakesh kaitzim. They encircle me like bees. A suicide bomber, by definition, pays with his life or our life. Like a bee that stings and then dies with the crooked sting. But nonetheless, they're extinguished with fires to thorns. In the name of Hashem, I cut them down. Tefillah, bracha, threat. That Klal Yisrael, even when we're threatened by people who are willing to risk their lives to kill us, remain strong in the face of adversity because we believe in Hashem's protection. Even people that are willing to give up their lives to kill us. By the way, if you see the extent to which people are willing to go in order to destroy us, it means they appreciate our value, and we certainly should. Sometimes we need to understand the degree to which our enemies are willing to go to destroy us in order for us to appreciate our own value. Someone is willing to give up their life so that we shouldn't survive. That ought to instill in us a huge sense of purpose, realizing the value of our lives. There's obviously something so important about us that someone's willing to give up their lives rather than have us in. We need to go and live for those values.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.